Another success story of remote healing. 1. What was your primary reason for asking for your health measurement? I had been feeling stiffness and pain in my back for over a year and finally decided to order a health measurement from Sophie to find out what was causing it. I suspected that it was a health-related issue and that there was something out there that could help me get back to feeling normal again. I had a feeling that it was really time to seek help and that I shouldn't wait much longer. 2. Describe what your understanding was regarding what you found out. My understanding was that I had an issue with my small and large intestines and that receiving healing from Sophie was the fastest way to start resolving the illness. If I had not chosen to receive the healing as quickly as I did, I could have gotten myself into an expensive and/or potentially dangerous situation that would require medical treatment. 3. Describe how things changed in your thinking now that you knew it was maybe off with your health. Previously, I thought that things happened to me, that I wasn't responsible or aware of how my actions affected my life, including my health. I had a suspicion that something I was doing wasn't working well, but I probably wanted to be right about things instead of finding out what I could do differently. Now I see that I don't need to be right or make myself wrong. I can choose to take guidance from others who may be in a better position to know what is good for me or what I would be better off not doing. 4. If you took healing, describe how you feel now, after the completed healing. At first, I did not feel much different after receiving the healing, but I did feel a little lighter. It took a few months for the back pain to reduce in intensity. Over time, I gradually started to feel better and noticed that I had more energy. I suspect some of the lifestyle changes that I made, based on Sophie's guidance and feedback, also helped with my overall health scores and reduction in pain. 5. Can you describe to a newcomer how this remote healing thing is done? From your vantage point. After sending a photo of yourself to Sophie, she can connect to you and determine if you have any illnesses and if they can be healed. These illnesses usually involve a blockage of energy. If I understand correctly, to heal an illness, Sophie utilizes special energies that work with the client's consciousness, and the consciousness works with the body to restore the affected parts of the body to their original design, to the degree that it can be done. The healing is not necessarily permanent, as the illness can come back if the root cause was not addressed. 6. Describe Sophie as a teacher and healer. Sophie has a great deal of experience with life and what she calls the invisible meaning deeper layers and dynamics of how things work that other people either have not figured out yet or don't understand well. She uses her skills and abilities to help her clients with getting to where they want to get to, and guiding them, including showing them things they might not have realized, or providing suggestions on alternate strategies to overcome blocks they may tend to struggle with. As a healer, Sophie can work with energies to heal certain critical or potentially life-threatening issues quite quickly and virtually painlessly with little or no side effects. 7. What was your toughest moment? How did you overcome it? One of my toughest moments was finding out that I had caused the illness. It wasn't something just happening to me. It was difficult for me to come to terms with this, as I didn't know I was capable of harming myself in such a way. Additionally, I thought I knew some of the basic things that a person can do to be healthy, but it seems that there were some important things that I really did not know. 8. Did you have any personal experience, for example the moment I understood the one word, the moment I realized what I had misunderstood, what I did, etc. An moment for me was finally getting that attitudes are so important. I hadn't realized that bringing certain attitudes can be very destructive and harmful to a person. Once I got this, I started to pay more attention to the attitudes that I was having, and was more conscious about bringing the attitudes that lead to feeling better and having more joy, grace, and ease. Instead of feeling like I had no choice in the matter, I got that I could choose how I was being, practically whenever I had sufficient awareness of what attitude I was having. 9. What would you say are the big benefits of distant healing with energies? The biggest benefits are that the healing is fast, very effective, painless, and the client does not have to travel to any physical location, which is very convenient. 10. Why would you recommend it? I recommend the healing because I trust that Sophie can accurately determine if a person has a life-threatening issue that can be healed. With the energies, she is able to provide healing for what is most critical first. You don't have to know anything or do anything in particular. Once you decide you would like to receive the healing, Sophie will get started on it right away, no waiting in an office. 11. Getting well, changing mindset is the toughest thing in the world. Can you describe how tough it was, and what sacrifices you had to make to keep going? I found it difficult to receive feedback that didn't match what I expected, and to not take it personally. Over time, I started to see that she was on my side, and was providing tips to help me move in a beneficial direction. It wasn't wrong if my health score went down, and the feedback was valuable. With the feedback, I knew what I could do to get back on track. This is still a work in progress for me. 12. What was your toughest moment? How did you overcome it? See answer to number 7. 13. Have you done other things with Sophie? Courses, workshops, challenges? Why? Yes, I have done courses and challenges with Sophie because I suspect that there are things I don't know, that I could find out or learn about. These things could improve the quality of my life, health, and or future. Oftentimes the guidance/feedback is very valuable. In group calls or on forums, I often learn from the interaction between Sophie and the other participant and find that other people have some of the same problems and similar patterns that I do. In this way, we can learn from each other and find strategies to manage these things that come up. 14. What advice would you give to future clients and participants? My advice is to be open-minded and, as much as possible, don't have a lot of expectations. Sometimes it can be difficult. You might find yourself challenging your own beliefs. What you get out of the work is directly proportional to what you put into it. If you want your life to remain the same, I would recommend that you find a different teacher to work with. 15. How did participating with Sophie personally help you? My health has improved and I have started to make some improvements in the attitudes that I bring. I have a better sense of what things that I used to do were harmful, such as rushing, thinking that I know, when I don't, wanting to be right, and judging others. When I can manage these, then I feel more at peace. 16. Anything else you'd like to add? Sophie does a lot for her students, and always has their best interests in mind. She does things from the perspective of doing whatever she can to help them succeed. For example, she went very in-depth when explaining how to activate the side capacity, and astutely described the subtleties of the process that she uses. She is a skilled writer and a very capable person who has achieved some level of self-mastery, and generously shares many of her experiences and life lessons. Julia,